Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello? Is this Linda?
Afternoon. Yep.
Linda, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. You?
I'm just wonderful. If I was
good.
Any better, I could hardly stand myself.
Oh, really? Oh, that's good.
That's my positive attitude.
Oh, good. That's good.
Yeah. Anybody else on? Joan or Richard? Mary? Okay, tell me what's going on in your marketplace, Linda.
It's still, there are a lot of foreclosures. It's going to be continuing the same, probably for a while. So prices are still declining, and that's the way it is. As far as the market goes, that part of the market, it's a declining market. So,
right. So what's your activity been like?
A lot of listing appointments. Last I talked to you, I had that crazy one. When I gave him, the price, I haven't heard back. He was deciding what he was doing with his life. And then I went, a past client I had talked to, met with, that had bought a house I had listed and sold with him, and he had called me. He totally rehabbed it. He bought it in 2005, and he's got like another month worth of work, but it's in Providence, and Providence is a really down market. So he actually, when I had sold it, it was like I had said, oh, great investment opportunity, but, then the market went, and it was a total rehab, and he did a beautiful job, and he's almost done, but I said, I don't know how the numbers, he did all the work himself so far, like 30 into it, and I don't think he's going to be able to sell it now, so he might hold on to it. I said, we'll talk in a month, I started pulling some numbers, so I'm going to meet back with him. I had another past client call me the other day. I met with them. I'm meeting back with them at 6 tonight to give them numbers. And again, they want to sell and buy a multi, and their numbers might be tight. So from what they owe, and they might just be able to walk away with enough a commission and 3% down with FHA, to buy on a multi. So the numbers are tight, but then again, yesterday, I got two great leads by one of my other listings. I walked in, and the next door neighbor I met, she said to me, my daughter owns a three family. It's been all redone. Her and her husband relocated. And they have no mortgage on it, and they can't maintain it anymore. It's right in Cranston, and they're looking to sell it. And so I already overnighted my pre-listing packet to them. It's been sent out this morning. And then she said, they're both in their 70s, and she said, and me and my husband are thinking of going into assisted living. So I'm like, two more. So I'm like, great, So... and then a friend of mine, a really good friend of mine, we put in an offer yesterday, cash offer, on a short sale, but it got rejected. He's an investor, cash buyer, and we've been looking at this one house he wants in Cranston, and we've been in it. Needs a lot of work. He particularly wants it, but they're right at the end of a short sale, and they're not going to negotiate, so... It's going to go up for auction, and the bank has first right of refusal. So I don't know if they'll take it until it goes back on MLS. They'll maybe be more negotiable. He wants to tear it down and build on it. So anyway, so I did put another offer in yesterday on a short sale. But, you know, so he's going to probably more aggressively maybe go back after this. But so, I mean, you know.
Well, I'm looking at another sale that you got was.
No, that's on- what? That's that one I have in pending now. That's that one, another set of buyers, you know, that I had.
Okay.
And then also, you know, I've been trying to do is, it's not a big one, but also I use, it's my friend from First Horizon I gave the loan to. My friend, who's a lawyer, I gave him the closing, and he's the one who just gave me that listing on Whittlesley. He gave me the referral. And then I'm using my friend Joe Truppi, who's doing the home inspection, and he just gave me a referral. His daughter, she's getting married, and she's buying in a few, starting to look in a few weeks. So I try to use my friends. So it's only a small sale, but I try to use all my friends.
Okay.
You know?
Well, good.
That's what,
okay.
You know.
Did anybody else come on the line while we were talking?
I got a personal coach now, huh?
It's looking that way. What a deal.
I know.
Okay. I thought I heard somebody come on, so that's why I asked that question. Well, it sounds like you've got some pretty good activity.
But I know, but I got to sell. You know, I had a good showing on my house up in Warren the other day, but that's specific because it has the in-law. You know, and so it's like, you know, I'm seeing that my keeping in contact with the specific, like, 80, 90, 100 people that I'm hitting with every month, like, they're starting to, like, call me, you know? And then the new ones that I'm getting, I'm hitting, then they're going into my data and I'm hitting them, you know? And then,
mm-hmm.
So it's good. Oh, and then the people that live right next door to me, emailed me yesterday. I started looking with them like a year and a half ago, and they were going to move to Mass, and they're definitely going. So we're going to start looking Sunday. They're going to buy in Mass, and then I'll sell their house here. So they're looking, you know, high threes, 400. So I got another buyer and seller. So
how are you? How are you maintaining and prioritizing the ones that you've got? You do have quite a bit of activity, from what you're telling me.
Well, what do you mean prioritize? Well, I started. Well, actually, the beginning of the month. Well, I started. My newsletter goes out to everyone. So actually, I worked on Monday. I started doing my, getting all my mail out, and so I'm going to try to finish it all today so I hit everyone. And then I'll write down, like, make sure I contact, like, once a week all my listings and talk to them if they have any questions. Now I know I have to reduce Whittlesley, so
are you using the listing form that we gave you?
What do you mean?
The new one?
But I also go by, you know, the market here, what's been sold. Like, yeah.
I just didn't have I hadn't seen the
listing. I sent it in to you. What, the homework?
Yeah, I got. Well, hang on here.
I know, I probably didn't do the percentages. I know, I hate doing all that.
Oh, here it is. Okay. Okay. Yeah, BMSP and.
I know.
Well, BMSP is not hard.
I know.
Well, if you know, why are you not doing it?
I know.
What would be MSP?
Big money selling price.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, so what does that mean? What does that mean to you? In
what
other words,
on a self. But I don't.
Right.
I know. I know.
What do you
would
know?
I think it's going to sell for?
Yeah. I'm looking at sawmill. Okay, you've got it at 851.
No, I have it at 55 now.
Oh, you got it at 55,000.
Mm.
Correct?
Yeah. She had
54,900.
Yeah, 54,900. She had she had someone hand her a P&S for that for 100,000 then 85,000. She turned it down. But the issue with Sawmill is she has no testing on it. It's a great location, but then you can only build a small house on that. But it's right across from Waterman Lake. It's a great spot, but right up the road, it's a nice location, but yes, depending on what kind of septic it needs fill. I would say I don't know, you know. It depends what someone's willing to pay, you know, and it depends with the testing when someone goes in there, you know. And I've had engineers look at that. I've had the contractor who bought my the hunting house even look at that, you know, and him even show me where he would put a house over there, you know, and where he would put the septic. It already has a pump well on that. And, you know, it depends on the, I don't know, you know, that it could go for like 45 maybe. It could go for the 50, you know, so.
Okay. Well, again, you just want to make sure that you're on track with where you with what you're doing.
Yeah, I know.
If my motivation level is 10, and I really think the BMSP is at 50,000, then the bottom line is that I need to be
right. It's got
to
be.
I need
reduced.
To be. I better
right.
reduce it.
Yeah. Well, Whittlesley now has to be. I mean, her motivation. I on that one. She's in California. She needs to sell. She took her son out of a foreclosure situation. She wants to get rid of it. There's been some issues over there with her son and getting him out and this and that. Now we just had the place cleaned out. And so
you mean her son was living in Sawmill?
No, this is the Whittlesey. That's the
okay.
another property. And so now he was supposed to do some things there that he didn't do, and so now we have to reduce it. So.
Okay.
So, anyways, and she realizes that. So, anyways, so that one is. And Fern, we just put it on. I'm not going to reduce it yet. And I don't think it's really... You know, I think I'd wait a couple of weeks anyways. I just had a really good showing on it.
Mm-hmm.
I just reduced Sherman Farm not that long ago, and I don't think they want to go down again yet.
Well, again, keep in mind, Linda, what I'm saying to you is that
you
know what the BMSP is.
I know.
And you have this short window, this window that's getting smaller.
I know. And then I know. And then their motivation is with Sherman Farm is they're not going to want to go down any lower.
Okay, but then
and then their motivation level, yeah, is going to stop.
Their motivation.
They'll wait, so they'll go back on in the spring.
Okay, and that's, again...
But actually, then they're remodeled. Then now they're going out and they're remodeling their kitchen. They're spending more money in their house. They've hired an interior decorator. So So now they're going to spend more money, which doesn't make sense.
Then they must either be deciding to stay where they are, because based on your information, is the dollar spent going to even be possibly returned? In other words, if you spend $50,000 on a remodel for a kitchen, your house isn't worth
it. These are people that just don't have anything else to do with their money, though.
Okay, then I guess the question comes back to, realistically, their motivation is no longer a 10. Keep in mind the motivation and the BMSP are both moving targets.
Yeah.
You know, if I go from, if I say my Sherman is at a 10, and then they decide they want to go out and remodel, but they don't want to lower the price, realistically, I'm looking at more like a 2. They're the ones that are calling the shots. You're not calling the shots. You see what I mean?
Right.
Okay. Again, the form itself is a great tool just to recheck yourself from time to time, and knowing that I would circle the motivation level and the BMSP and say, moving target today. This is what I think it's worth. This is my BMSP today. But if I'm in a declining market,
I should tell them to go down again.
Yeah, or I think you could even reframe it in a different way and not say, look,
instead of spending
going, money. Yeah, where we are today, I had your motivation level very, very high based on the fact that you're getting ready to remodel. I must ask you again, what is your desire to see, how high is your desire to see your home sold?
Mm-hmm.
Or, because you're spending money, and I got to tell you, if you spend $50,000, you don't get to raise the price $50,000. So you're either doing this, it's fine to remodel. If you want to remodel, pull it off the market, we can come back and try this again in the spring. But we are in a declining market, so the one thing you need to know is that you're not only spending money to try to increase value, you're trying to increase value that is declining.
Right.
So the reality is that not only could you spend $50,000 over that next 6 months, but you could be $60,000. You can be another $10,000 below what we are today.
Right.
So, if you're doing this for yourself and you want to stay, then let's talk about that. Let's make sure, let's deal with that particular issue versus, keeping you on the hook thinking they really want to sell when, in fact, they're not even going to, they're not even going to take an offer that's anything less than what you got there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because they're looking at houses in the 6s and in the 7s.
Okay.
And, and the markets, the areas they're looking at are not in declining. They're looking up in Mass. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm licensed in Mass too. So
no, I think you told me that before.
It's like in a lot of Mass, that's where I'm looking with my neighbors, Chris and Albina. They're looking up in Massachusetts. So in a lot of those, some of those areas really haven't declined as much. So where they're looking, they're not gonna see a lot, so then I can't use the argument, well, you're going to save on the other end for some of it, especially towards as you get closer, like to Boston. The closer to Boston, the less of the decline you see. So,
okay.
But anyways.
So based on, originally I asked you a question, how you were managing all these. What I was asking was how are you, In other words, it sounds like you've got a half a dozen or so A-plus buyer leads, and you've got some pretty good listings that are on the horizon also.
Right.
What I meant by managing was, you know, it's easy to spout all this stuff off, but how do I make sure that I get it all? In other words, what do you have to do to manage it to the place where, you know, you get a buyer broker agreement signed or a listing signed? What are you doing to do that? I mean, as far as how are you staying in touch? Are you using your contact management software?
Oh yeah. Yep. I have that in place. As far as these people that I've met today, I've already, you know, I've overnighted a packet. I will, you know, call them back. I have their contact numbers. I mean, I'll call them back immediately. I always mm-hmm. follow right back. You know, I have, you know, my own system, you know.
Okay.
I know it's not organized enough. I know. I have that Wise agent set up, but I don't have it all set up. You know, where it's supposed to alert me and put my schedule in and tell me, because I do. I haven't even actually put a dent into all the people that I know in the state. You know, I'm
okay.
Only.
Do you have a?
I mean, I grew up in Rhode Island, and I mean, I know so many people, and I haven't even touched on half of my relatives. Actually, I haven't.
Okay. Are they in the Wise agent?
No.
They're not even in there.
No, I mean, and I have a lot. You know, I mean, I haven't. It's I have such. I haven't my family, between my mother's side and my father's side. There was 10 kids on my father's side, 7 on my mother's, and they all had lots of kids. One brother would had 7 kids, and my father's side had. And it's I haven't even the dad, just family alone and cousins and their kids and then friends and neighbors and, you know, then all the people I grew up with and never mind. I know a lot of business owners and stuff and it's just growing from there, you know, and business owners that I know that just do business in North Providence is just, you know, reaching out to them, you know. It's just, I'm just, starting to more contact them. So I'm just, starting. I know, it's ridiculous.
Don't keep saying I know.
I know.
You did it again. Okay. How are we going to get there? How are we going to get these people in the database?
I'm going to start contacting them. I have a wait today, a relative. I'll be seeing some family. So, I know. So I won't say I know again.
You will. You say it a lot.
Really.
Let me ask
that.
You this question. As far as, do you have these names of all these people anywhere?
Some of them, yeah. Yep.
Okay. I want to give you an action plan. Okay? And let's not worry about Wise Agent right this second.
Yeah.
Because right now I already know that organizationally you probably don't have these any place specific. Yes or no? Okay.
No.
So if nothing else, at this particular point, I want you to get yourself either a notebook probably a spiral notebook, and just write across there name, address, phone number, email. Okay?
Yeah.
Make sure you got zip code. But then I want you just to sit down, and I want you to take that notepad or you know, you can do it on a computer. I don't really care. But I want you to sit down with this blank slate or this notebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want you to start writing down every name you can think of. Don't worry about filling in the address, the city, the state, and phone number and all that stuff. Just focus on the name. But you need to do this. You need to take an hour or so, 2 hours, and just block it out and say, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this once a week for the next 2 weeks. And I'm going to write down every name I possibly can. From there, once I've got the names, because you do know a lot of people, once I've got the names, then I can either start adding, you know, I can either say, okay, look, I've got 150 names that I want to put in my database. Okay, before I can put them in my database, I got to look up phone numbers and addresses and so on. You know, so I'm going to work on 5 a day. I'm going to do 5 a day. Okay, so that's 30. It's going to take me 30 days to get all of them done.
Right. Okay. I started doing some of that. Yeah, I started doing some of that, and I have been adding to my database. And
okay.
And started, you know, in the last year, contacting like people from the past. And people that I haven't, like, talked to in a long time. And so I have been, you know. I mean,
Okay, go ahead.
You know, so as I think back, you know, I mean, I know, like, there's a lot more people that I still haven't even touched, though. It's like the largest contracting construction company, you know, that's in the state of Rhode Island. There's two. There's Cardi's and D'Ambra. And D'Ambra, I grew up across the street from those three guys that own that company. And I'm like, I haven't even called them. And they're the largest. They do all the streets, the roads, all of the whole state of Rhode Island. And I'm like, I know all of them, you know. And I'm like, I should call them. You know, and it's like, you know, but I haven't yet, you know, and it's like, but, you know, it's like just like things like this, you know, but I don't know.
Let me ask you this question, because realistically, the biggest challenge that I see for you right now is time management.
Yeah, I know. I try to work on that. I try to be more disciplined. My biggest issue is I'm very hyperactive. And is being able to sit still. And, you know, I'm like, I wake up, I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And so I'm up really, really early. And I have, like, hyperthyroid, like, and I'm, like, always going, but I can't sit still. Like, I can't sit at a desk for long. And I hate doing, like, paperwork and sitting. And like, I'm like an action, like, I don't know, it's just like, I'm good talking, I'm good being with people, I'm good, like, but I hate to sit still. I'm like not a good office sitting person, like, who can sit and like just sit at a computer and like work on databases and like, but I've learned, I can do really good, I can do streaming video presentations now, commercials of my listings with music, and I've taught myself to do nice things like that. I can do, when I do my listings, I do individual websites for them, with nice virtual tours with music, and I market my houses nice, and I in front of my houses they've got really nice flyers that I do up. I do all different ones, and really nice pictures, printouts, and I do really I think I do nice presentations for my listings. So I don't know. I do good marketing, and so I don't know. But
well,
you know,
it sounds
you've
like
got to
it
price,
sounds like it.
You got to price them, you know. So, but
pricing is key.
I know, and but it's you know as far as you know office wise, I'm not good. I don't like it. That's why it's not you know. But
well, and I recognize this, Linda. I think one of the things that I would say to you is that when I'm working with someone like yourself, behaviorally, you're a high influencer, you're good with people, you make connections, but you're lousy at paperwork and detail. I'm not sure why you're good at presentations, because, other than you must have some interest in the computer effort it takes to put those nice presentations together, or maybe because you're self-taught in that arena. But for the most part, when it comes to the details, the stuff that you and I are talking about right now, like making sure that my database is up to date, actually sitting down and making calls and contacts and entering the data, the information that I made the call, or you know, the line was busy, or I left a message or something on there. Again, part of this is my goal for you is to make enough money that you can hire somebody to take care of the small details, because you're never going to be good at it.
No.
You're never going to be good at it. You will always deal with this challenge.
Yeah.
And so you're going to need to continue to make more money. So we need to focus on the small things, the details. You know, how do I manage my day on a day-by-day basis? Because right now, based on everything that you shared with me, Linda, your day runs you. You don't run your day.
Right. I try to write down, the night before, I write a list of everything I got to do, you know, who I've got to call, and it's like, all right, I mean, of course I write, I have to sell, you know, or it's like, I've got to reduce, I got to do a market analysis again of Whittlesley, and, I visit, you know, on certain days, like I'll go visit, certain people, you know, who I mostly see, you know, or, you know, certain things that, you know, certain clients I'll call on a certain day, certain ones I just automatically just stop in and see, or, you know, I do weekly habits to certain people, you know, or the ones that, I don't know, you know, it's just kind of like certain things, but now I'm finding that I meet more people when I go out. That's how I'm contacting people now. You know, I don't know.
Well, again, you're...
How I'm prospecting, just walking. I don't know.
You're high payoff.
And I have a nice pre-listing packet, so I don't know. And that's it.
Your high payoff activities, Linda, are face-to-face with people.
Yep.
Okay.
So,
again, with all the contacts that you've been making along the way, and, I mean, you take a look at some of the results that you're getting some pretty decent results. You're working with you got an all-cash buyer, you've got, actually it sounded like you've got two or three buyers and buyers who are sellers also.
Yeah. I have
and
that investor too. I mean, he's waiting, and he's fully funded, but he's waiting. He thinks he's waiting for another few more months. He's waiting for this year. He thinks the market's going to, he thinks it's not the time. So he wants to buy multiple properties. So, no.
Well, that's good. It's down the road, so he's a B lead today, and it's just a matter of staying in touch with him, you know, weekly to see if anything new's come up or, you know, just so he doesn't go somewhere else.
Right.
But
right.
That's what I meant by managing those leads is how do I know to call that person every week? What day am I going to call them? You know, is there anything that's going to direct me or tell me to do that?
Right.
Or am I just counting on a sticky note to remind me that I need to call them again?
Right. Well, either John calls me. He usually gets a hold of me, or I call him.
Well, that's great. He sounds like a loyal person.
I know. And actually, with him, I give him books to read on buying investments, and he's doing seminars, and you know, so it's like, and I'm staying in touch with him purposely because before I met him, he was already listed with this other realtor for a house in Cumberland for $360 in a $1.6 million commercial house building in Cumberland. And it's still on. They're both still on the market. And he said to me last I talked with him, he said, "Linda, these were before I met with you, so they're about to expire soon." So I'm always remembering to keep in touch with him because that realtor still hasn't sold them. I want those. I'm trying to go for his listings.
Okay.
So I'm not forgetting about him.
I know you're not, but what,
yeah,
you're, I know. What is happening?
I know. So I know. But I don't have a specific.
I know. I'm making fun of you now. You know that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm picking on you.
What else? Well.
Huh?
Yeah. Yes. So,
okay. Well, I didn't offend you, did I?
I can have that wise agent thing, whatever. It like says to you, you should contact this one. It's set up like every so many days. Well, I just don't know how to do it.
Well, it's not real tough. There should be a reoccurring on there somewhere. But
yeah.
even if right now, what I would do is I would get the people that I'm working in there.
He's in there. They're all in there.
Okay.
I already have like, you know, 100 something people in there, and I just keep adding.
Well,
I have a list of people I have to add today that are new from the last week or so, and then I have the people that are on my members of my IMAX site that have logged in, and those aren't on my database because they're already members of my website, so I didn't double add them, and I didn't put my neighbors. What?
Wise Agent has a calendar in there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and so when I want to schedule an appointment, when you go in to schedule an appointment for one of your people, they have reoccurring. So if I'm dealing with an A lead, someone like your investor, I might say, okay, you know, every other day, his name would pop up on my screen. Now, I don't have to do anything. I just have to remind myself that, okay, do I need to call him or, you know, did I just talk to him yesterday? If we're all up to date, I know his name's going to come up on my screen again in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I mean?
Right.
So it's always coming up. You know, if I'm working with a B lead, I might have that name come up, you know, on my screen once a week, or once every 10 days. And you can do that. When you go to schedule, there will be a place in there that says reoccurring. And you say, reoccurring what? Weekly? Monthly? How long? I don't know exactly how it's laid out, but I'm pretty sure that you can do that.
Yeah.
And you start doing that with the leads that you're working on right now, I guarantee you that that's going to take care of a lot of chaos that you've got going on. And you've always got these leads that are popping up, and you're looking at them. And every time I get a new one, I put a new lead in there. And you know, what is my schedule for following up and staying on top of that person?
Because sometimes what I'm doing is I'm writing it in my schedule book, call so-and-so, because now I have a lead, a buyer lead that I'm calling, that called me to see my house on Whittlesley, but she's not sure if that's what she's looking for. She's looking for a house around 170. And so I said, oh, let me show you Whittlesley, and this way I can meet with her. And if that's not what she wants, I'll try to grab her as a buyer. And so all I have is her number, and I have a meeting with her on Friday. So I'll see if she wants to buy Whittlesley. You know, I'll try to sell it to her. If not, I'll try to grab her as a buyer. So I wrote it in my appointment book. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I do think that if you'll just figure out, because, I mean, you're obviously very intelligent. If you can do streaming videos and you can do, you know, the pre-list packages and some of the stuff, I mean, you're obviously very talented. So what I would just do is I would start putting the buyers and sellers in there that currently are not listed, but do I have a buyer broker agreement? Do I have are they a listing appointment? I mean, are they presently a listing? You know, and you know, if I need to touch bases, if I sit down in my presentation, my listing, and say, you know, Mr. Jones, I'd be calling you every Tuesday between 3 and 5. What's the best way to get a hold of you, or where can I leave a message? In other words, I don't really need to talk to you. I just want to give you an update once a week. And so it pops up on my screen, you know, seller updates, you know.
Right.
And when I do that, I'm again building that quality rapport that I'm looking for ongoing, because one of the biggest challenges NAR states, National Association of Realtors, says that for the last 20 years, it's always been the same. The number one challenge that people have with realtors is the fact that they don't stay in contact. Communication.
Right. Well, I stay in contact with all my past buyers or sellers, you know, every month, you know, or right after the sale and then every month after. So.
Well, and I think that's great. That's part of why you are where you are. That's part of why you're having the success you're having.
Well, you know, I've been doing it more, you know, more now. And then, I don't know. I read that book,
Og Mandino book?
Yeah. So.
Now, was that The Greatest Secret?
Yes, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep, and I'm gonna buy Good to Great next.
Good to Great by Jim Collins?
Yeah. I'll get that next.
Okay. I think that's great. Og has about 15 different books.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoy reading those. I have the whole series.
Do you?
Yeah. And you've got the 12 scrolls. I can't think of that. I don't think that's the right name. Anyway, those are good. Do you have any questions for me? I know I'm running out of time here, but...
Okay.
It's been nice talking with you. And I wanted... Okay,
well,
I don't know where...
You don't know where everyone else is?
Yeah.
They're on vacation. Maybe they're making a lot of money. Maybe they found a way to secret and I didn't.
No, I think you're a hard worker. Keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
And I'll look forward to talking to you in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, Linda. Thanks. Bye.